I'm visiting with Kelly Kopsa, Ag Leader Technology. Kelly, first of all, tell me what you do for the company.
Well, Chuck, I manage the technical support department. So I have three teams in my department, hardware support, a GPS and guidance support, as well as a training team that does dealer training at the academy.
Well, with the fact that Ag Leader is celebrating 20 years in business, a real milestone, I understand that as you have grown selling this technology, so has the corresponding need to support it. And let's talk about that a little bit. When it comes to tech support, you were mentioning these various teams. Give us a little bit of a perspective on how you've had to essentially grow that support for your customers.
When I became a supervisor in 2004, we had a small group of folks, maybe 8 to 10, and everyone sort of knew all the products, but our product line was much smaller. So it was mostly harvest and a little bit of application control. But now, with the breadth of our product line, we first started out with specialists within tech support. So you'd have one person that was kind of the go-to guy, we used to call them. Now we have guys and gals, so we can't call them guys. But the go-to person is a specialist on that product line. Well, as time has gone along, whole teams have evolved out of the specialists, one being the SMS group having their own support. And then now GPS and guidance and steering have their own supervisor with their own specialists underneath that umbrella.
So along with this, you've grown the teams, the staff, the facility here to house that. I guess a point here might be to talk about how you make your own products and you provide your own support. And I think that's kind of important for customers to know.
Yes, we certainly do. And what I like best about that is that we have the ability to speak to the product testers and the people who are in product development. In fact, each week we have a meeting with the product testing group, and we go over cases that we get in each week from phone calls and emails. And if we're struggling to try to figure out an answer to a problem, we can talk that over with them. Also, we have our repair department downstairs, and so there's a lot of communication back and forth, trying to figure out, well, why did this happen, and what can we do to prevent it in the future?
So looking at the customer's perspective, if I've got a question or a problem, I'm going to call the tech support here at Ag Leader. How does that work, especially if they do then maybe need to send in a piece of equipment to be repaired?
Okay. So they'll get a hold of one of the folks. They'll choose a particular specialist on the line, or, you know, they'll pick their product from the phone queue, and we have a very high live answer rate. And so even during the busy season, there's a pretty good chance you're going to talk to a live person, and then they are able to troubleshoot the problem. They're able to use online material, the parts catalog, any sort of manuals and that type of stuff, as well as their own troubleshooting documents. Plus, they have each other. Our cube space is set up where they can just easily speak amongst themselves and ask each other questions to get right down to what the problem is as quickly as possible. And then from there, they have the ability to set up the return if there needs to be repair. They have the ability to send out what we call service equipment so that the customer can keep going. So if the dealer doesn't have his own spare equipment, we can send some out from our office to keep the customer going.
When you look at where you've come in just the recent last 4, 5, 6 years in growing this, everything sounds optimistic for continued growth for Ag Leader. I guess you're going to see that happen in your area, too.
Correct. We're going to kind of sustain and maintain the high level we have, but we're also hoping for growth. And as we grow, we're going to have to add new staff. And maybe as we add new products, we may have to have new specialists. And the whole cycle may start over with other teams being split off. You just never know, really, but we have to be prepared to do that, yes.
So when you're interacting with the customer providing technical support. That may be directly with a farmer customer that's mm-hmm. got your product out in the field, but probably also dealers too, who to a certain extent provide their own support, but maybe need training or need to come to you to get answers to something they just don't know.
That's right. We are unique in that we do take phone calls from the farmer or the end user. We don't charge for that. It's an open line, that kind of thing. Now, it's not a free toll-free call, unfortunately, but we do allow the farmers to call, and then if they need more help from their dealer, we can get them in touch with their dealer. We have a case management system where we can hand the case over to a particular dealer. Dealers call very often on behalf of their own customers. So we have invested quite a bit in training the dealers and making them a priority. We have priority dealers that can get into the phones quicker and that type of thing.
Great. Anything else about what you're doing here at Ag Leader Technology in the area of technical support that you'd like people to know and the customer to think of when they think about buying your product? Just what you'd like them, if I'm going to buy an Ag Leader product and want to know that I'm not only going to have a great product, but that I'm going to have the support there when I need it, what would you say to somebody?
Well, I think that we've proven ourselves through our tradition of providing support not only to the farmer but to the dealer. But we're committed to staying on that. We're committed to taking calls from customers. We're committed to adding more information to our website so that both farmers and dealers can have a resource. Maybe when we're not available or when we're really, really busy, they can still get some help and maybe answer the questions on their own. And that, you know, we're committed to staying with it by adding staff. And as the product line grows, we'll grow along with it.
Great. Well, thank you so much, Kelly Kopsa. He is one of the folks in charge of technical support for Ag Leader Technology. I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.